have the bye last week and soak it up and obviously keep going now and push ahead.
Is this the second interstate trip for you in as many weeks, or did most players stay local?
I think it was a bit 50-50, to be honest. Myself, I travelled away, which was good to get away with my partner and just have a bit of us time, which was nice. We don't get that too often, so yeah, I think it was a bit 50-50.
Surprised at how well Collingwood started the season?
I've been there and training with the guys, you know, putting in place what we know works. I'm not surprised at all, but I guess other people are. So I don't really worry about too much what happens outside the walls. You know, we just control what we can.
Looking forward to seeing where you fit in.
Where
do you think you fit
in
the scheme of things?
Oh, I'd like to say we're always number one, but you know, it's always a good challenge. Every week's a challenge. But you know, Freo's had a great start to the year. So yeah, we just got to try and match their intensity and pressure around the ball, and you know, hopefully we can come away with a win.
It seems like for the past month or so, every week has been a bigger test for you guys, or at least externally. Do you feel like everyone's almost waiting for you to sort of stumble, I guess?
No, like, really, we don't pay too much attention to what's happening outside, but you know, if that's what the talk is, then you know, I haven't done it too much.
Can you take much out of what Richmond did a couple of weeks ago? And I imagine you would have had a pretty good look at the game.
Yeah, I think they gave the competition a blueprint of how to beat Freo, but you know, they got some strength that you know, that they took away from Freo. So yeah, we did study it a bit, and you know, hopefully we can bring our game and you know, beat them our way.
Without giving away your game plan, what were the main things that you took out?
Just got to match them in the contest. Obviously, they got you know, Sandilands is a dominant ruckman, but you know, we just got to match them around the midfield and just slow them down a bit, and we'll be fine, I reckon.
How do you deal with Nat Fyfe?
Players like that, I don't think you can you know, sort of shut out for a whole game. You just got to try and match them and go head to head, I reckon.
You would have seen Gary Ablett at his best up close. How do you sort of compare that to what Fife's doing now?
Yeah, I think they're two sort of different players. You know, they're all great in their own respect. So, you know, probably give Nat Fyfe another couple of years and then you can probably compare. But, you know, he's on the right track.
You mentioned that Richmond game. Did you look at that game more than you would any other game when you're studying the side?
Yes, obviously they're the first ones to knock them off, so yeah, definitely, but you know, it's just not going to happen, so we're just going to have to just have trust in our systems and play head-to-head.
122 wins from coming up the other, what's your
winning form? Oh, geez, I don't know, but if I ever fall into a form slump, I'll be sliding that one on the back of the table, that's for sure.
It's an amazing record.
Yeah, it's something that I haven't... I've been made aware of this week, so it's not something that I actually look for. But it is nice to know, so probably something at the end of a career that you'd probably look back at. You know, I've been part of a great club at Geelong, and you know, they've had some record-breaking stuff down there, so something probably I'll look at the end of the career.
Do you ever feel like you're always in a game, you always feel like you're ready for anyone, given your
Yeah, definitely. You know, you're in it to win it, so you know, you go into every game thinking you're going to win. So that's the way I go into every game, and you know, if we do everything possible that the coaches have put in place for us, you know, the result will take care of itself.
In the three-way trade with Lumumba, Clark, and yourself, a lot of commentators have you in front in terms of being the most benefit to the team that they arrived at. How does that sit with you? 12
oh, games? Look. I don't really pay too much notice of that. It's just, you know, if that's what they want to say, that's great. But you know, I'm loving my time at Collingwood, and you know, enjoying every bit of it. Yeah.
Seems like you and Crispy have slotted in really well. Do you feel like you've found your feet and 100% confident in your role?
Yeah, definitely. They've made it pretty simple for me, and you know, obviously I get on pretty well with Crispy, and you know, I've been amazed that you know, he's played on some of the best players in the competition, and you know, he's come out on top, you know, more often than not. So for a young player to, you know, be able to play a role, you know, straight into a new team is has been phenomenal, and I've loved watching him go about it.
Travis, is the fact that you go to Perth with 8 wins already take some of the pressure off, meaning you can play the sort of football that's got you this point, really find out something about your footy club in Perth?
I don't think it takes the pressure off. It just gives us validation for what we've practiced over the pre-season. And, you know, it's a long season, but, you know, it's another half of the season to go. So the first half is great, but it means nothing if you don't continue on with it.
How do you stop their movement and stop the process?
Oh, geez. I think you just got to be... I think we've got a pretty good midfield that can read some taps. Like, you know, we've got to... Witsy will give us a great contest, as he does every week. But, you know, we definitely know that he's going to win a fair share of his hit-outs. We just got to try and nullify the clearances, I guess, and try and just draw even.